I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, according to our recent AAA Consumer Pulse survey, we found that the majority of Michigan travelers, about 78%, are concerned about traveling this holiday season due to the pandemic. However, we also found that confidence is improving. Almost half, about 45% of Michigan residents, say they're more comfortable traveling now compared to earlier this year when the pandemic began.
I don't know how detailed you got in questioning, but for people like me, I'm not concerned about the COVID. I'm concerned that when I get there, there won't be anything open to do once you go. So why go? Did you get an explanation as to why we're concerned specifically?
Sure. Some of the reasons, some of the reasons that folks gave for concern was certainly the pandemic, safety. And so those were some of the factors in terms of, you know, going as well as getting there. One of the ways that most people are more comfortable traveling is by road trips. So the vast majority of those that plan to travel, they plan to travel via road trips in their own vehicles.
Is there any indication as to what happens when you get there? I mean, is there will things be open?
it really varies. That's why we always tell people, check ahead of time. You know, you can go to AAA's website, AAA.com/travel, and you can always get a lot of information on COVID-19 restrictions in the places that you're looking to travel to. And we also recommend you get with a traveler, a AAA travel counselor, so they can let you know what's available, what things are open, and what some of the restrictions are at the locations you're looking to go to.
We're live on WAWJ News Radio 950 with AAA spokesperson Adrian Woodland on the newest consumer AAA Consumer Pulse survey that shows a lot of us maybe are afraid or fear traveling, but it's lessening, or our travel anticipation is growing, I guess. I understand that there were really a couple of reasons, but COVID being obviously a large one. What about the election?
Yeah, we actually did find in the survey that about a fifth of Michigan residents say they have actually postponed travel due to the presidential election.
And did they say what specifically about the election that has them hesitant?
Sure. Four of the top reasons that have them hesitant: safety concerns is number one, followed closely by impacts on the economy, political unrest, and then just several want to be in town to vote.
All right, so the numbers are going up. Do we have any clear indication? I know AAA held back on the last holiday travel because they're unsure, right?
Yeah, we just looked at travel across the summer because the numbers were so difficult due to what was going on with the pandemic earlier in the year. We are planning to issue forecasts in November for holiday travel, so we can get a better look at the numbers then.
And the good news is, last survey I saw on your gas prices are down, at least locally. I don't know about nationally.
Yes, actually nationally, they're down across the board, and they're also down locally. The Michigan State average right now is down about 44 cents compared to this time last year, and that's another reason why travelers are leaning more towards road trips, because gas is cheaper.